Hello, and thank you for staying tuned to Health Matters on Channels Television. I am Mary Alale Yusuf. Global COVID-19 infections are almost 157 million. More than 93 million people have recovered. And as at Friday, May the 7th, the death toll was about 3.27 million. In Nigeria, there were over 165,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19. More than 155,000 recoveries and 2,065 deaths, totaling 230 new infections, 353 recoveries, and 2 deaths between April the 30th and May the 7th. Recovery rate is 94%. Case fatality is about 1.25%. Total samples tested are over 1.9 million. Medication has changed the way we live with disease. It has also increased life expectancy, but if inadequately monitored or taken incorrectly, could cause harm. The WHO believes all medication errors are potentially avoidable and so can be greatly reduced if the right things are put in place. My guests joining us from the Abuja studio are Professor John Obodo, consultant physician, clinical pharmacologist, and chairman, National Drug Formulary and Essential Medicine List Review Committee. Also sharing his expertise is a pharmacist and the National Program Officer, Health Technology and Innovation at the WHO, that's the World Health Organization, Mr. Omotayo Hamzat. You're welcome to the show, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mary, for having us in this program.
Let me start by asking Professor Obodo, why is there so much talk about medicine safety in recent times? This wasn't so much of a thing before. What did you notice?
Okay. Thank you very much, Mary, for that question. Let me approach it from this perspective. One of the greatest developments in human history is the identification of drugs which can be used for various conditions. Drugs are very important. They can be used for prophylaxis or prevention of diseases like we have in vaccination and immunization. They can be used for curative purposes like people having malaria and some infection. They can be used also to control some diseases where you may not actually have a cure, for instance, like diabetes and hypertension. They can also be used to ameliorate things like pain. People may have like in terminal cases of cancer, and some drugs can actually be used also for diagnostic purposes. As useful as drugs are, they also have harmful effects. And that is why before a drug is prescribed, is administered, or is used, of course, we must weigh the benefits against the harm. Because in some instances, the harms that these drugs may cause is even worse than the disease itself. And I must actually thank the World Health Organization in collaboration with Nigerian Society for Clinical Pharmacology and Therapeutics for putting together a program that started on the 6th of this month, that was 2 days ago, where a webinar was put together to address this issue. And today we are here, of course, to address this issue. Now, it has become so important because we know that the burden is quite great, more in developing countries because of ignorance and easy access of people to drugs. Most of the time, the use of these drugs are not monitored. Most of the time, any drug can be gotten across the counter without proper prescription. Because the process that leads actually to getting a drug use has to do with taking history from the patient, has to do with maybe even examining the patient, has to do with even investigating the patient, and you make a diagnosis. And it's after you have made that diagnosis that actually you can use a drug. And it's important to note too that every drug No matter how simple it is, even a simple paracetamol that we take, and a number of over-the-counter drugs, they all have side effects. And that is why before any person must use any drug, of course, we must weigh the balance. We have come to see that because people can go anywhere and just procure a drug at any time, proper diagnosis not being made, of course, they come up with side effects and some complications. And that is what is happening all over the globe today. But the problem
is worse in developing countries. Okay, let me quickly ask Mr. Omotayo a question here. Mr. Omotayo, can you tell us about this WHO patient safety challenge that is going on now?
Thank you, Mary, for having me. And I want to thank the Nigerian Society of Clinical Pharmacologists and Therapeutics for taking up the challenge in the country to move further the agenda on medication safety. The WHO Third Patient Safety Challenge was launched in March 2017. And the focus, the overall goal, is to reduce avoidable harm by 50% over 5 years. And this, we expect that since we operate on a member state mechanism, that member states will take up the challenge, non-state actors too will take it up. But WHO will be providing the guidance. And it is about real analysis of the problem and the solution we want to prefer. So this is about looking at the system itself, and in analyzing this, the whole system, we came up with some areas of focus where we think the problems are. The problems are around the people, that is the patient and the public. They are around the medicines, and they are around the professionals that are taking practicing in the field of medicines, pharmacy, in the field of healthcare generally, and also around the health systems. So the WHO Medication Without Harm initiative, which is to address the third challenge, is focusing on these four domains. About the patient, we do know that people think they know about drugs because my friend or somebody has used a drug, I can actually use it for the same purpose. But we know that actually, patients, their relatives and the public are not medication wise. So there are things to address that area, particularly in types of advocacy. We also know that medicines are complex. In the layman's term, let me put it this way, it is not food that you can use anyhow. It is not garri that you can turn to ever. If I'm giving you...
I want to quickly cut in. So sorry. If this challenge has been going on since 2017, that means it's ending in 2022, if it's a five-year challenge. What is your assessment of how far we have gone in Nigeria so far? Are we any better than we used to be? Because if I know how Nigerians used to behave, they can get medicines anywhere, anytime. In fact, the parents change the doses themselves for the children. They say, oh, this paracetamol is way too sweet. 5 mils will not do it. Let me give 7.5. Parents do that. How well have we performed?
So far, so well, I would say. And I think that is why the Nigerian Society of Clinical Pharmacologists and Therapeutics, the Nigeria Medical Association, the Nigeria Pharmaceutical Society of Nigeria, and other healthcare professionals have come together to ensure that we take the bull by the horn in advising patients and giving advices, counseling, and advocacies on how to use medicine best. The challenge is enormous because the primary problem in the country is the issue of the access to medicines without control, because I can get what I want anywhere. Even with the huge efforts NAFDA, agencies like NAFDAC are putting into place and the Pharmacist Council of Nigeria, the challenge of the control of access to medicines, and because it is difficult, our health system is not responding fast to this issue, the challenge is there. But considering the effort these organizations have been putting in, and the renewed effort the Nigerian Society for Clinical Pharmacology and Therapeutics have put in. I think we will get there gradually. Actually, with the problem, it is found, like Professor John Obudu mentioned, that robust health systems are more resilient to medication errors and medication harm. But when you have a weak health system, which Nigeria we do have, and there are all efforts going on with different policies and guidelines that are being shown out with the efforts from the Ministry of Health. So I believe we'll get there sooner than later.
Okay, Professor Obudu, let's look at a few other things. For example, where does adverse events or adverse effects and allergies fit into all this medicine safety talk?
Right. A number of drugs have adverse effects, and these are well documented. Adverse effects can arise if a drug is not properly used in terms of dosage, in terms of the route of administration, in terms of even some inherent properties that have to do with this patient. And that is why, ideally, before any prescription is given, a thorough history must have been taken from this patient. Have you reacted in any way to a particular drug before? Is there any person in your family who has a similar reaction? Then, are you allergic to any drug? By the time you put all this together, of course, you may not prescribe or administer a particular drug to a patient. But a situation where a patient possibly consults some other persons that I have maybe a joint pain, and the person says, oh, when I had this problem, I went to a hospital and the doctor gave me this medication. Please, you can also have it. It will offer a cure. Not knowing that there are some other inherent problems with this patient. If that patient takes that particular drug, there's bound to be some form of adverse reaction. It might even be that in this other patient, there are what we call comorbidities, some other disease conditions that are taking place in the body of that patient. And when this patient takes those drugs, of course, adverse reactions could come. It could even be drug interactions, because a number of people take more than one drug. By the time, for instance, a patient who is on a particular drug takes another one, there's bound to be a form of interaction, which in most instances can be negative. So putting all this all together, these are part of problems that exist in a country where appropriate consultations are not made before patients take their drug. And that is why we are talking about medication safety, especially at this particular point in time. Thank you.
Okay, we have to take a short break. Let's go on a very short break at this time. Stay with us. We'll be coming back right after now. Welcome back. It's Health Matters on Channels Television, and we are discussing medicine safety. To call, you can dial 0808-054-2233. I'm receiving tweets now on at CTV underscore Mary A. And right off the bat, Yusuf Olalekan is saying, government should make medical fees accessible and affordable to Nigerians so that they can have easy consultations. I want to ask you, Mr. Omotayo, what does the WHO think about medical fees? Has there been any communication to that effect?
WHO believes in universal coverage, health coverage. And to achieve this, one of the principal or cardinal efforts is towards health financing. And WHO has been working with Nigeria in developing guidelines. And I think Nigeria now have the Basic Healthcare Provision Fund integrated into the healthcare system. It is supposed to help citizens to assess better health care. And the funding has been set aside, part of the act, the Health Act in the country, that 1% of the consolidated revenue fund is put aside. And this is shared accordingly. And certain percentage will be going to health insurance. Work has been ongoing to have all the state health insurance agencies to be act, become active, and they are also receiving funding with their own counterpart funding. It is to ease access for patients for health commit and to protect patients against catastrophic health funding that may affect, that may serve as barrier against health. So far, we have been working from WHO and with the country in ensuring that this going and other agencies, the United Nations agencies like the World Bank, are also supporting actively these processes.
Professor Obodo, you were talking about adverse events and allergies. Can you differentiate them for us so that people can understand what they are passing through if they have any of the two?
Right. In terms of allergy, there are some people, because of the inherent properties in them, if they take some drugs, for instance, some drugs that contain like sulfonamides and all that, they can react to that, and that is what we call allergy. But adverse events can occur in any individual, depending on the dosage that is taken, depending on the type of medication, depending on some other things that are going on in the individual. So that is why a good history should be taken. People should also take note of the fact that I react to a particular drug this way. It might be, for instance, developing rashes. It might be, for instance, having a little difficulty with breathing. In that case, you tell your doctor, whoever is giving you the drugs, that please, when I take this drug, this is the way I react. Unlike the adverse reaction that could occur with any drug, if it's not properly used, if it's used in a way, for instance, where the dosage is higher than what it's supposed to be, or it's used, maybe a drug that is supposed to be used for an elderly person, is used for a baby, all these things can actually bring about adverse reactions. Thank you.
So are you able to tell, you know, before giving a patient medication, whether whatever drug he was taking before could react with what you're giving him? Or is it something experimental? Can you say right from the start that, oh, you're taking such and such, I can't give you such and such because of that? Or do you have to wait and see what's going on before you now withdraw a drug?
In a number of cases, yes, because there are documentations in respect of this. In the training curriculum, of course, people who are in charge of prescribing or administering drugs, they know drugs, how they can interact. So, for instance, if I'm giving drug A plus drug B, I know very well that this one is going to interact with this other drug, and of course, some adverse reactions could come up. Yes. Or, for instance, if I'm prescribing even a single drug, I know that it is possible for adverse reaction to develop. And these adverse reactions can be classified as mild. In some cases, you may just go ahead and let the patient have it. It may just be moderate, but when it becomes a severe one or fatal, or the one that you know that could even lead to the death of this patient, of course, you have to take that drug away. So it's very, very possible to know from the knowledge of the use of such a drug that this drug is going to cause some adverse reactions. Agreed that in some individuals, maybe a drug you thought would not cause some adverse reactions may unknowingly cause some adverse reactions. But all have to do with the knowledge of your use of medicine and, of course, the history that the patient actually gives to you. So, but in some cases, you may not know at all because the patient might not have been exposed to such drugs before. And all you are doing is, I give you this drug, but if you notice this, this, and this, just know that it's an adverse reaction, and please inform us as quickly as possible.
Thank you so much. I want to ask Mr. Omotayo, We are notorious in Nigeria for buying any drug, having access to almost anything at the drop of a hat. And it's bad enough that people overdose on prescription drugs, but to just have poisons even that you can buy over the counter, that could be quite frightening. What is being done, or is anything being done in Nigeria to restrict access to special medicines, if I may put it that way?
The Pharmacists Council of Nigeria has come up with a program that takes into consideration the stakeholders in the drug space and ensuring that there will be more regulation and controlled access. This program is channeled towards educating and having advocacies with the stakeholders in the space, and also advocacies for the public. NAFDAC is also very high on this, and they have jingles, they have radio programs, and they also give public lectures about this. I must also talk about the professional itself. The professionals in the health care system have obligation to educate the public, to educate their clients or patients on how to take the drug, what to look out for, the possible side effects they can get, and also on when to stop the medicines if they notice any adverse reaction. This put together is EPIM issues, but more importantly is the regulation of the medicines. And I must confess, NAFDAC in the last few years have been trying to improve the quality management system in their organization, and also post-market surveillance of medicines that are registered in the country. It's not yet there, but I think we need to improve on advocacy, on awareness campaign, that people will know that medicines are not just any commodities that they can buy on the pick on the shelf and stock at home and take at their own wills, that they need to consult professionals to have tests done to diagnose and properly get counseling on how to use medication and when to stop them.
Okay, let me quickly ask Professor Obudu. You know, sometimes a medication is prescribed and you use it, you get better, but you haven't quite finished the medication, but you're okay. Even the doctor is satisfied with your progress and everything. But how does a patient dispose of medication not used that could be potentially harmful? For example, I was given Tramadol for serious pain. Very first dose, I knew this drug was not for me. But I had a whole card of it, and I didn't know what to do with it, so I just tossed it into the dustbin. Did I do the right thing?
Right. You are supposed to dispose of any drug that you are no longer using. Because the danger is that if you keep it, the likelihood is that when you have a similar problem in future, you may want to use it, whereas it is not indicated under that condition. And especially for those like what I mentioned earlier on, whom could be consulted by their friends and all that, they say, yes, a doctor gave me this prescription some time ago for this ailment, and I still have some of the medications with me. And of course, they freely give it to those their friends with an attendant risk. So what you're supposed to do is this: a drug is prescribed for a duration. If you cannot take that drug for that duration, for one reason or the other, of course, what you are supposed to do is to get back to the prescriber. You explain the condition to the prescriber. It's either that he's going to give you an alternative drug, or, of course, is going to withdraw that particular one.
Okay.
Now, let me just mention here that
I really have to cut in now. I really have to cut in. We've run out of time. We can do this some other time. There's still lots more to discuss. But thank you so much for coming to the program, Professor Obodo, Mr. Omotayo. It's been wonderful having your expertise. And I know we could go on and on. Thank you, viewers, for watching. And thanks so much for sending your messages on Twitter. Have a wonderful day. I am Mary Alale Yusuf.